Welcome back to another episode of Nope, That's Not It, the show where culinary expertise is optional, and nonsense is served hot and cheesy. I'm your host for today, the Prince of Polycock, here to guide you through the art of making the perfect plate of nachos, according to us, of course. Today, we're diving deep into the gourmet world of snack architecture. Because who needs a fancy chef when you have us? So grab your tortilla chips, your questionable cheese, and maybe a sprinkle of questionable logic. Let's get nachoing. Step 1, choose your chips wisely. Forget about quality, just grab the bag that's been sitting in your pantry since 2019. The stale the better. Nothing says authentic nachos like a crunch that could double as a weapon. Step 2, cheese. Now, don't just go for shredded. Oh no. Instead, melt down a block of processed cheese singles, because nothing beats that neon glow. Pour it generously over your chips. Remember, the more cheese, the better. Excess is the key to perfection. Who needs balance when you can have a cheese waterfall? Step 3, now, the toppings. This is where things get seriously creative. Think outside the box, literally. Load up your nachos with anything from canned chili to leftover pizza slices. Extra jalapenos? Sure. Sriracha? Why not? Pickles? Absolutely. The more bizarre, the better. This is culinary chaos, not a health seminar. Step 4, the finishing touch. Top it all off with a dollop of sour cream, a handful of shredded lettuce, because every snack needs some greens, and a sprinkle of crushed potato chips for that crunchy surprise. Don't forget a generous drizzle of ketchup, that's the secret ingredient to elevate your nacho game to new heights. Or depths. Either works. And there you have it, your perfect plate of nachos. Looks delicious, right? Well, if it doesn't, don't worry, that's part of the charm. Remember, in the world of Nope, That's Not It, culinary masterpieces are just a microwave away from disaster. Join us next time for more totally legitimate advice on how to ruin your snacks, your meals, and maybe even your diet. Until then, keep snacking, keep laughing, and remember, if it looks bad, it probably is. Bon appetit, sort of.